There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drum shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
TMB, I need you to hold me back. Calm me down, my friend. I am just I'm just on the edge of getting in the boxing ring with these pro-vaccine terrorists.
Oh, man, RSB, I'm with you. I can feel the passion in your voice. I'm right there with you, but I'll hold you back, though. That'd be Thanks. Difficult. I've seen your muscles, man. You're full of muscle and sinew is all. That'd be a tough one.
Oh, yeah, I'm wiry. I can escape the grasp. Well, listen, last hour we opened Sherry Tenpenny canceled her trip to Australia because the anti-First Amendment, they don't have it there, but let's just say right. anti-free speech Aussies couldn't handle somebody talking about these things and referencing the scientific literature about vaccines not being the sacrament that people believe they are in terms of protecting children from disease. Now we've got the mainstream media, the mainstream medical mafia media, doing its level best to pick pit parent against parent. Yep. No peaceful coexistence. We need to get these parents so livid that they will attack other parents over this issue of vaccination.
You know what? I was waiting for the clip to start there. I didn't know you were waiting for my response. That is true, though. They do want to pit parent against parent. They want to make the anti-vaxxers out to be the evil ones, right? And those that are irresponsible with their children's health and are causing everyone else to be at risk. That's not the case. And that's why they didn't want people like Sherry Tenpenny to go to Australia to talk about this. Because, unfortunately for them, she's got the scientific facts on her side, and they don't want to hear the truth.
Well, exactly. It's frightening that their religion would be, I guess would be weakened. I mean, it is. Like we've talked about, it's a faith in a church of scientific, or we should say in this case, pharmaceutical mysticism.
Yeah.
And yet we don't call for the banning of it. We believe in the freedom of religion, even if we don't agree with what they're doing. But the point is, we don't have or nor do we desire to use the force of government to stop people from doing what they feel is right for them.
Right.
Any more than we would stomach them trying to force us to do for our children, which we perceive to be just absolutely the wrong thing to do in protecting their immune systems. So, on CNN, I think this was last night, they had a measles segment. The setup, I'm not even going to play the first setup, but basically they were trying to set the stage for a woman who's very upset because they're stuck at home with their little baby because somebody didn't get vaccinated at the pediatrician's clinic. Here's the next clip. You'll kind of catch on to it real quick.
It's not fair. Yeah, it all started with a voicemail the Simons received 2 days after Livia saw her pediatrician for a cold.
They said, you know, your daughter's potentially been exposed to measles in the doctor's office, and so we need to talk to you about it, so give us a call tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh, what went through your mind?
Well, I was just like, oh, my God, what?
Oh, my God. What? You know, and then you hear the baby rattle in here. I mean, this stuff is public relations 101. This is how we do it. This is how we convince people. We pull them in. We show pictures of babies, and we're outraged. Oh, my gosh, somebody came to the pediatrician's office that may have had measles. Now everybody is at risk, particularly, what is their argument? The youngest ones that can't yet get vaccinated. That's where they're trying to go here.
Yeah. I mean, this is pathetic. I mean, it's pulling out your heartstrings with a little kid. It reminds me, I know we got another clip here coming, but it reminds me of a billboard down here in San Antonio area. We drive by it every day, every Sunday going to church. It's this huge pro-vaccine billboard. It's got a cute picture of a baby on it, and it says, "No kisses for you unless you're vaccinated."
Yeah, I like the billboard they did somewhere else next to a CVS. No shots, no school, not true. That would be a better one to put up
there. I like that one, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's hear where they go with this story and see if we're going to be convinced that, oh, my gosh, we should now inject our children with toxic foreign antigens, DNA, RNA from aborted fetal tissue, etc.
They explained what had happened, which was that an unvaccinated child who was purposefully unvaccinated by their parents had been in the office the same day we had.
Purposefully unvaccinated.
Not,
did you hear that?
Not only was he unvaccinated, he was purposefully unvaccinated. That makes him double bad.
Right. I was asked on the Jerry Doyle show the other night about, you know, not vaccinating. Is it selfish, right? And I was just waiting for the opportunity. I said, damn right it's selfish. They're my kids. I'm going to do my best to keep them healthy, and this is the way I choose to do it, right? But they're trying to make you feel guilty for caring for your kids differently than the church says. So let's see where this goes. It wasn't supposed to go there, I promise.
Hello? Hello?
That unvaccinated child had measles. And Livia, at 6 months old, is too young to get vaccinated, making her completely vulnerable to the virus that can lurk for hours in the air.
Oh, is she completely vulnerable to the virus, or is there antibodies from a mom who had measles, right, that's being breastfed?
Whatever happened to the human immune system? Isn't that what God put there to protect us against things like measles?
It doesn't exist, according to the CNN report and everything they want us to believe. But it gets worse.
The Simons feared the worst. Livia could become deaf or even die. And they were angry, too, at that other child's parents for refusing to vaccinate.
I was upset that someone who had made a choice that they felt was a personal choice that they could make for their child had endangered my child.
So here we
go.
Yeah, you see where this was going. They're parenting his parent.
The child could be deaf. I was angry for the refusers that thought that they had a choice. See, they don't have a choice. They thought they did, but they really don't because it affected my child.
Right, exactly. And, of course, this is the medical collectivism concept that, you know, you're at fault for not putting your child at risk, right?
Yep.
Because you didn't risk your child's life by injecting them with these experiments, you put my child at risk of getting something that I didn't think that they would ever get because I was vaccinated, despite the fact that the vaccine failures are legendary at this point and that the vaccines that are, well, failing, causing you to shed a form of the virus that is being detected in these outbreaks, including the Disneyland outbreak. But no, we've got to keep going. We've got to keep hammering these parents. Let's see where this goes from here.
For weeks now, Livia's parents have had to watch her for the first signs of measles, watery eyes, a fever, a cough, and a runny nose.
So far, Livia's been fine, but she could still get sick. Yeah. It's okay for me to be with her because I've been vaccinated against measles.
That's a great line. It's okay for me to be there because I've been vaccinated, right?
It's okay. Even though the 95%+ of all of the outbreaks are in almost fully vaccinated areas, it's okay for me to be there because obviously the vaccine's not working. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and here's the thing, Robert. It's not that it just doesn't work. It actually causes the disease that it's supposed to prevent, and the vaccine is what actually causes death. They said, oh, my child may become deaf or die. No, the vaccines kill. Do you remember the study a couple years ago that was published in the, Journal of Human Experimental Toxicology? It was Miller and Goldman, and it was a study on the top 35 industrialized nations and the amount of vaccines that they give children and the infant death rate. Do you remember that study?
Well, it showed that the highest, if I'm remembering that study correctly, it showed me that the highest rates of infant mortality were happening in the most vaccinated populations.
Yes, and the lowest infant mortality were in the lowest vaccinated populations. That was a study that the mainstream didn't even want to talk about because Miller and Goldman have impeccable credentials.
Yeah, they couldn't refute it. So there we have to go to propaganda, like on CNN. Let's pit parents against parents and see what happens.
If you could meet the parents of the child who put your child at risk because they chose not to vaccinate, what would you say to them?
See, if you could meet that parent, you know, she's just wanting her to pull out a knife or a gun. I mean, that's what they're instigating here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see what we can do. Can we get some violence on these people that are not violently allowing the doctors to violently inject them? Let's see what this lady has to say.
Well, first of all, I'd want to know if their kid is okay. I think I would just say, hey, you guys, what do you think about vaccines now?
All right. Has anybody's mind been changed by that interaction on CNN? Or now you're going to go, oh, yeah, yeah, now I was wrong. Yeah, now I'm going to risk my child's life by injecting
I want to totally commend Elizabeth Cohen, senior medical correspondent for CNN, for that real objective, non-biased reporting. Kudos.
Beautiful, as I say to Bryce.
Beautifully done. Now, we had last night on Comedy Central, there is a new show, evidently, on Comedy Central. I had not seen before this guy. Who is this? Larry somebody here? Larry host. What's the guy's name? It's Larry something on the show.
It's Larry Wilmore.
There it is.
Best known for being the senior black correspondent on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Right. No political insensitivity there. And he's got his own show now, and he had Holly Phillips on, Judy Gold, Zoe O'Toole, and Mike Yard. And they were, you know, hashing it out over the vaccine issue last night, which was really interesting. They actually went somewhere. They had a discussion, some of it outrageous, but I applaud them for having the discussion. I'm not going to criticize them for that. But I do want to have you give a listen to one of our friends on there from the Thinking Moms Revolution trying to speak up, you know, a little bit of truth to power.
Did you know that the vaccine manufacturers stand to make $40 billion on vaccines this year?
But are they making it for a good cause?
The vast majority of their safety studies were done by the manufacturers who are making those $40 billion.
Okay, that's a good point, is it not? They're making it, and they're doing their own safety studies. So that's Zoe O'Toole, by the way, speaking out for Thinking Moms. And, of course, they come back with snarky, smarky comments. Let's hear them.
Uh-huh. Mike, if somebody cures your kid of a disease and they make a lot of money, are you mad at them?
No.
I ain't mad at them.
As long as my kid is good, I don't care how much money they make.
Right, but they're making assumptions that their kid is good just because they got the vaccine, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. They're making an assumption that if their kid is well, it's because of the vaccine rather than maybe in spite of the vaccine.
Yeah, and I've said that the vaccine claims that they are efficacious, that they work, it's an unprovable assertion.
But Robert, they really don't, though. I mean, did you read the article that Mike Adams put out that has the inserts that say, basically on dozens of different inserts that he posted, that we don't know if this really works or not?
Yeah, no, they acknowledge it.
They admit it openly.
But the beauty is they can say that it works if you don't get sick, but you don't even know if you would have gotten sick had you not gotten the vaccine. And besides the fact their litmus is the development of antibodies, which we've shown scientifically valid proofs that you can still get sick from measles even if you're fully immunized and vaccinated and have all the antibodies they say you're supposed to have. Yep. It's just not... Man... I tell you what, we try to deal with people with high-level degrees, and they've lost the sense that God may have given them.
Right,
we're
going to
be back. We're going to talk more about
this. Sense.
Yeah, after the break, even more.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, January 19th, 2015, gold opened at $1,276.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,322.93, $661.47 for a half ounce, or $330.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,258.35, $661.47, and $330.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, coming up soon, Casey Krejci is going to join us. You'll see a picture of Casey and his son Kyle and TMB and RSB together at the Sacred Fire of Liberty, all in tuxedos, and it's in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. What an event and what a topic. Pitting parent against parent. Then Comedy Central has the guts to actually have a discussion about it, which I will credit them for. A new show, of course. How long will they let that go?
We'll find out about that here. This is interesting, though. This is really, really going to be a good segment because it kind of shows the other side of the coin here.
Yep, and Zoe O'Toole, Thinking Mom, was brought onto the show, and they let her speak. That's pretty impressive. I mean, you know, how low has the bar gone when we say we're just happy they let her speak, right?
Exactly.
But she brought up the CDC whistleblower, which doesn't get brought up in mainstream television ever. So let's give a listen.
That would be horrible, by the way.
CDC whistleblower?
No.
There was a study done in 2004 on the effect of timing of the MMR and autism rates. And the study came out and said that there was no effect. However, a whistleblower came out in the last year or so, and he said that the CDC did find a connection, that autism was 3.4 times more common in black boys who got the MMR on time than it was in black boys who got it at the after.
Oh, now she's making it a race thing.
Wow, yeah.
Well, now we got to be guilty about it.
Well, isn't that interesting?
That's making it a race thing, Robert.
Right, right.
Okay, so same scenario. Mm-hmm. They're sitting there, and they're discussing police violence. And she says, the statistics have shown that black men are 3.4 more times more likely to be assaulted by policemen. He would say, you're right about that. I've seen that happen. But no, when it comes to vaccines, that's the sacred cow of modern medical mafia. Can't talk bad about that. got to say it's racism now.
Right.
When if it was anything else, he would have been jumping on that bandwagon.
Well, and it's interesting because the guy's name's Mike Yard, I believe. I don't know if he's a comedian or actor or what, but he, later in the show, in this interview, it was a lot long, but he was acknowledging, he's like, you know, I do have some problems with this because anytime the government comes at me or my people with a syringe, I got to ask questions because he knew about the Tuskegee experiments. It's, yeah, we're here to help you, but it's syphilis, right?
Syphilis, yeah.
So he started, you know, kind of being very sympathetic to Zoe's, you know, perspective here, didn't discard it altogether, although the female comedian was just, you know, just trying to yuck it up about it and how irresponsible. And then they had the doctor who was really, really snarky about it. In fact, at a certain point, this snarky, actually, yeah, I think we should play this because you want to hear the medical doctor response to questioning vaccinations.
Yeah.
Here it is.
But I will say, you know, this isn't the first time, you know, groups of people have questioned science, you know, even overwhelming amounts of science.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, there's this little thing called climate change. I don't know if you've heard
what?
Of that.
Right.
Right. So you're a denier of science, you're a denier
yeah.
of climate change, you're a denier of the Holocaust. This is what we're being smeared with because we question vaccine safety and efficacy, even though she brought it up. The CDC's own whistleblower, William Thompson,
right.
said, hey, look at this. Now, to go further, I'm not going to play any more clips from it, but TMB, there was a time when it was a truth round, and they asked the black guy about, you know, would you vaccinate? And he was just like, you could tell he was now at the point of going, oh, my gosh, you know, I don't really think I trust the government. And mm-hmm. they asked Zoe, they said, what if there was a vaccine for autism? Would you take it? Because her, you know, son, her kid is autistic. She said, no, because I don't trust the government. And then they asked the comedian who was attacking her
right.
all night, what about you? What if you had to give up comedy? Right? In other words, you had a choice of either vaccinating for measles or you could not tell another joke in your life, this comedian.
Right.
And then she suddenly backed down and said, well, sorry, kid, I'm not vaccinating you.
Wow.
So it was an interesting dichotomy to say if they really believed in it, why would they sacrifice their children the way they're claiming other people are? I found
exactly.
that very interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of more the fact that they're just kind of jumping on the bandwagon with this propaganda. But when it comes, you know, when the rubber meets the road, as my dad used to say,
yeah.
you kind of see what they're made of. And if they all said that they would not vaccinate in certain circumstances, then that kind of puts a hole in the whole theory of vaccination, at least
well,
from their perspective.
And even that doctor, that they when they asked her, they said, would you vaccinate, if you were allowed to vaccinate people against their will, but they didn't know it, would you sneak it in there and do it anyway? And to her credit, even though she was snarky and smarmy, she said, no, I would not do that. So she would,
wow.
you know, she drew the line at doing it in violation of a person's right to say no. So I found that it was an interesting discussion. I'd encourage you to watch it. It's hard to watch it without getting a little bit angry, but step back and realize they were able to communicate things out there into the mainstream media that is never communicated. And we are winning this war of information. We really are. TMB,
yeah, so
stick around because we got your buddy coming up. You know who he is.
Oh, yeah. Casey Krejci.
Casey Krejci from Living Fuel after the break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours, free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-315-8680. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Superbeta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-315-8680. That's 1-800-315-8680. Call 1-800-315-8680.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
New Precision Medicine Initiative to bring us closer to curing diseases like cancer and diabetes, and to give all of us access to the personalized information we need to keep ourselves and our families healthier. We can do this.
Precision medicine, access to the personalized information we need. Who's going to have access to it? TMB, are you excited about precision medicine from Senior Obama?
Well, I'm about as excited about that as I was about Obamacare.
That's not so exciting.
Not really, but because precision medicine sounds like a new fancy term, but what he really means underlying that is basically the Human Genome Project, genetic mapping, things that, and then putting all this into a database.
Yep.
Which, you know, my position on this is government get out of our business, and this is just one more encroachment trying to force people that want health care into this genetic mapping.
Yeah, you want to be part of the American Genome Database? Well, if you want health care, they're going to say it, claim it. We'll see what happens after Obama's gone, if the Republicans have any cojones to do the right thing and reverse this. But for now, we're joined by a good friend, and maybe he can help us. We need the help in this one. It's Casey Krejci. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friend.
Robert Scott Bell, Ty Bollinger. Bless you guys. So nice to be here.
Hey, well, good to hear your voice, Casey.
And it was really awesome to have your son Kyle on tonight. He was terrific. Really good book on Face It.
I hate to follow up on that act, let me tell you.
I know. Pressure's on.
Kyle was fantastic, but you know, I was looking at Casey and Robert. I was looking at on Robert's website, robertscottbell.com, the picture of us from the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala there. And I tell you what, I don't normally feel like a runt, but between you and Kyle, I felt like a runt.
You
fellas are tall.
Yes, sir. It's living fuel, man, but you're on it too, so it must not just be living fuel.
Well, it's like you see it. We're all in tuxedos, and it's like Ty and I have bodyguards, Casey and Kyle on either end of us, and we felt very protected.
You actually did have bodyguards. We were taking care of you guys.
Oh, man, we appreciate you. And, of course, if you don't know Casey, everybody probably does, from Living Fuel, livingfuel.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. But I really want your perspective on this, Casey, as well, because you've researched these things. You're so, well-versed in nutrition. You were also one of the features on The Truth About Cancer. The Quest for the Cures continues as well. And I thought, you know, what are we dealing with government health care? Is it health care or is it just disease creation and disease management?
Well, you know, in 1905, it cost a penny to send a letter from New York to San Francisco, and it cost about $1.70 or 75 cents to make that phone call for the first minute. And now it costs, 50 cents to send the letter and 1 cent to make the phone call, so the government investigates the phone company. So the net of it is, and what has the government ever done right in healthcare? I mean, I don't know of a single example of government-run health care that you can just point a finger to and say it's a model for the world.
Yeah.
You know, so here we go. What was this term that they call this kind of medicine? Precision medicine.
I mean, it's
really?
Obviously a public relations kind of, you know, they do those meetings with people. What do they call those things where they put their finger up and go, which
focus
one
group
do you like? Yeah, focus group. That's right. It was a focus group decision, no doubt. Oh, yeah, precision medicine. That'll sound good. Put that in the speech, Obama.
Well, obviously genetics is the medicine of the future. You know, stem cells, you know, those sort of things. I'm talking about autologous stem cells from your blood and from your fat cells and from your bone marrow. That's obviously the medicine of the future. But the future is a little fuzzy at best right now as far as how this is actually implemented in medicine. We know we can use the stem cells, for instance, the autologous stem cells in joints and other areas of the body. And I know of a lot of research from some people associated with the University of Miami that's doing some research in Panama that's having, you know, success in all kinds of disease states using medicine that way. But this Human Genome Project, I mean, fascinating stuff, and it's clearly the secret of the future. But can you name an example of where that is actually paying off right now in medicine?
No, I mean, I think, like you found in your research, and as Ty has written about, we've written about together, that food, as it's been consumed on this planet, as long as there's been people and food on the planet, how did we ever survive without precision medicine?
I'm telling you. Well, you know, like, for instance, food, you're a perfect example. Now, we know that if you have a genetic predisposition to diabetes, that is really only 5% of the probability of you getting diabetes. It is the diet and lifestyle that brings about the reality of the diabetes, for instance. So it isn't really you inherited your mama's genetics, it's you inherited your mama's cookbook. You
know? Yeah,
I like that. Well, to follow up what Casey was saying, look, with cancer stem cells, a huge part of cancer and the cancer research of the future. You know, Dr. Brzezinski's doing a lot of work with the research with the Genome Project. And as Casey mentioned, diabetes, only 5% of people with cancer have any kind of genetic predisposition to cancer. It's mostly your environment, what you're putting in your mouth, and as Casey so aptly said, and I've quoted him multiple times on that, you may not have inherited your mama's genetics, but you inherited her cookbook.
Mm, I love that line.
It's amazing. Now, we also know that, you know, that genetics can be overridden by better habits, and that can
epigenetics.
Be passed down. Epigenetics, that's right. We know that you can pass it down. So, I mean, we're obviously not against the mapping of genome and all that sort of thing. But what we would be against is where the obvious place where government takes that is having a database where everything about you is stored and all the everything about you is known. And, you know, that's obviously not a good idea. And to figure out how the government plans to implement these things is really, it's like wild. I mean, where are the research studies that they're pointing to say, well, this is causing this? I mean, cancer rates are not going down. And diabetes rates are not going down. What disease rate is going down as a result of anything?
Well, right. And I mentioned that before I watched the Obama speech, I was actually catching in C-SPAN a speech from Lyndon Baines Johnson in like 1964 or something. And he was speaking about, you know, before even Nixon declared war on cancer, you know, this send us more money because we're going to cure diseases. So as you said, Casey, and as you know, TMB, the whole idea that government declares war on something and it goes away, no, if the government declares war on it, you get more of it.
It gets worse, yeah.
The war on poverty has really been effective, hasn't it?
War on poverty, war on drugs, war on cancer, war on terror. They've all been abysmal failures. And you know, I think that we would all agree here. It's not the fact that this could be used for good. It's the fact that apparently there's not really going to be any kind of a checks or balances or limits on this genomic database. And when in the past that somebody or a government particularly has had unlimited power, have they not used it?
Yeah, and again, this is really not a beat-up session on the government. It's like, you know, what's legitimate about this and what can be done good with it?
Right.
What's legitimate about it is that we do need to understand the human genome, and that information is going to create amazing things in the future. But to sell the American public on, you know, this precision medicine when there hasn't been any examples of it being even as successful anywhere that I know of is absurd.
Yeah, and how precise is it when they're asking, they want to mandate your participation in a national database? How would you like your genetic profile to just be in there for anybody to access? Of course, as they say, well, there'll be protections, but how often does it happen that people can hack things now? Foreign governments can hack things, and even if your own government does, that's problematic. Anybody that understands the foundations of the American Republic, it wasn't to give more power to the government, it was to maintain that power with the people so that the innovation would happen there.
Amen. Well, that's where obviously private enterprise is where success happens in medicine and everywhere else. I know here in Orlando there's a big fuss right now because the government has proposed charging higher tolls in areas of higher traffic during different traffic times. And the way they accomplish that is to put a GPS in everybody's car so that they can be billed appropriately. And now people are just outraged about this. But you think about having your genome at the hands of anybody who wants it. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah. And speaking of genome, of course, the messing with the genetic integrity of food or other animals, much less humans in this way, they're about to try and release what we call mutant mosquitoes, GMO mosquitoes, in South Florida and the Keys because they want to combat dengue fever. And the argument is that, yeah, if we release GMO mosquitoes, that will somehow hamper the mosquito population and then we'll be okay. And it's a false, let's say, choice. It's because they'll say either GMO mosquitoes or dengue fever. That's not a choice.
No, I tell you, you know, it's like we're going to end up with buzzard-sized mosquitoes, and the Everglades knows how to grow the mosquitoes.
Oh, and I've been to Minnesota. They can carry small children away up there.
Yeah, is there any example of study or any test that they've done to say this actually would work?
I'm not aware of any, having dug through this. And, of course, you always get to the unintended consequences of man when he tries to play God. There are unintended consequences because he does not have the wisdom of the Creator to do this. That's my humble opinion. And in this case, you release it. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
that's right.
Maybe one of you guys know the history. This may be total or fairy tale, but there's some story here in Florida, at least, that one of the major universities in Florida actually were doing experiments like this and ended up with what's called a love bug. You know, it's like a kind of mosquito without a stinger, but it messes your car up. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I didn't know if that was a genetic experiment. I remember the love bugs when I lived in South Florida in the 1970s. If that was a GMO thing, that was new to me.
I mean, this has been a story going around Florida for a long time, so I didn't know if you'd ever heard the truth of that or not. But, hey, let's just assume the worst case, we got benign mosquitoes, but they're messing your car up. We don't want that either.
Yeah, exactly. That was bad enough. But, yeah, evidently they're doing this at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. They genetically modify this form of a mosquito. They insert a gene into the male mosquito that causes the offspring of the mosquito to die in the larval stage. So they're saying they'll reduce the mosquito population that way. And the question is, what about the mosquitoes that don't die, right? Now that they've developed a super strain of mosquitoes, because you know there's always that aspect, like Jurassic Park, that would happen.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing that happens with the antibiotics, right? You get the resistant strains. Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Robert, and I know Casey does too. Anytime that man gets in with his limited amount of knowledge and wisdom and tries to improve on something that God has made, it never works. It always backfires. So the question here, I think, is going to be how bad does it backfire?
Say that again?
The devil that made the mosquitoes.
Yeah, you know, that's the one thing. I'll be honest, too. I'll be up front. I've asked God, like, God, you know, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm glad I'm alive. But why mosquitoes? Really? Why?
I'll tell you why. So that way that Louisiana can have a state bird.
Oh, you guys are so bad. Oh, I love it.
No,
listen.
I didn't say that.
No. We're just having fun here. Casey Krejci is our special guest here on Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Of course, we want to say thanks to all the wonderful support that we get from those that make this message possible. In fact, 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, and very special in the middle of the week where the camels go, hump day, right? Where they say that? And in that vein, we're going to take a break. And on the other side of the break, I've got some easy money for you guys. It's an interesting story, and maybe we can get in on it. Boy, oh boy, what they're charging for this. You'll never believe it. Okay. We got lots more fun to do, a little bit more time to do it in. Casey Krejci from livingfuel.com. TMB, of course, cancertruth.net, and our book together that we wrote, unlockthepowertoheal.com. Check it out. Lots more healing to go after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's killing you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Scott Bell Show.
You know, everybody wants to make a little money, do well for themselves economically, and you know, our friend here, Casey Krejci, has done well. He's worked hard. He's put out a good product, and a lot of people love it. TheLivingFuel.com. I utilize it every day, and I know TMB does. And you know, we're all working hard. But I thought maybe we could, you know, just ease up a little bit and do something a lot simpler for the money. And it turns out somebody came up with something. But maybe we can undercut them on this. Listen to this. There's a new company that will craft you a unique baby name. Right? You're about to have a baby. You're like, God, we just can't think of the right name. We don't want to do, you know, John or you know, just a basic. We want something really unique. Well, there's a company, guys, that'll do it. A Swiss company called Erfolgswell. They need a new name. and they'll charge you $32,000, and they'll find you a unique name.
Wow.
You know, guys, what? I think we can undercut that?
I am always amazed at what people like more than their money.
I tell you what, you know, Robert and Casey, my dad used to work for the IRS, and he told me a story. He worked with a lady there at his office that had twins, and I think that she may be the one that is running that company now because of the uniqueness of her twins' names. She had two twin boys. Mm-hmm. One was named Orangelo, and the other was named Lemongelo. Lemon Jello, Orange Jello. That was the two names of the boys. So I think she may be the one running that company. For $32,000, though, I want more than Orangelo or Lemongelo.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I think we've already given enough air to that subject, I think.
They do what? The focus groups, right? I guess they can hire focus groups and still profit handsomely for coming up with a new name. You know, unfortunately, the name Nancy Snyderman was already taken. It only cost $1.50. I'm tired of it. Oh, my gosh. What a wild time. Hey, guys, you know, look, we got a lot of cool things coming up this year. And, Casey, do you go to any events or anything? I know you're doing the Living Fuel TV. We got to get together again and do some more.
I need you to come soon if you can.
Absolutely. You know, we'd love to see you again and bring the family, connect everybody together. And it was just such a great time when Ty was filming the Quest for the Cures, where we got together that first time. And, again, I've been blessed ever since then from knowing you and all the good things that have come about. So it's been a great year, Ty, especially with what you did putting that out to the world.
Yeah, that's amazing. I tell you, that is a resource that everybody needs to have, because this is such a terrible area. And the doctors, you know, they say that they legally give you all your options. But if your all your options are drugs and surgery, then that's not all your options.
Yeah.
Somehow, I don't know how that's legal. How is that legal?
That's right. That's right. And that's, you know, I appreciate the kind words. And really, that's our heart behind this whole thing. It's just been to get the truth out there and to give people options. It's not really to force natural treatments down anyone's throat at all. It's just to provide them with the education so they can make a decision when they face a diagnosis of cancer. Hopefully they won't. Hopefully they'll follow your advice, Robert, and Casey's advice in the quest for the cures when you talk about preventative-type nutrition, and they'll never face that diagnosis. But if they do, they deserve to know all their options. And quite frankly, the big three treatments, the chemo, radiation, and surgery, are not the only options. And our whole goal was to get the other options out there. And that's why this year I'm traveling globally. I'm going to be heading about a dozen other countries interviewing doctors across the globe on the same topic. So it should be fun.
That's beautiful. Well, yeah. I did also this year. I was one of the experts on the Global Summit for Reversing Diabetes, and that was a powerful thing too.
I was able
to speak to some doctors at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine about superfood nutrition, which, you know, it's encouraging to me that the conventional docs are now saying, "Gosh, I want to know more about this stuff."
Right,
you know?
Right.
So this gives me hope for the future.
The consciousness is shifting. They're opening up to these messages. They used to not be open. In fact, they would openly deride it, and they're having to recognize the limitations of their training. I'm going to be out this weekend. Mount Dora has a health and fitness expo on Saturday, the 31st. We've got the Valentine's Day weekend. I'll be in West Palm Beach for a raw food retreat. I'll be teaching some there. And then the end of the month, 20th, 22nd, 21st of February in Naples, Food and Thought. And then, TMB, you and I are going to be in June in Nashville for the International Association of Colon Hydrotherapists lecturing on all kinds of good stuff.
Yeah, that's going to be a good time. Looking forward to seeing you and the fam, you and Nancy and the kiddos come on up, and we're gonna get to hang out a little bit. That should be fun. And Casey, real quick, before we go here, tell the folks that are listening about a couple of books that you've written and where they can find you, your contact info.
Real quick.
Livingfuel.com, because I hear the music. So anywhere books are sold, but just about diet is the most recent one, and that really is a really powerful work, and a lot of people love it.
Super health diet.
Casey, my friend, thank you. And thank you to your son, Kyle. He was terrific. And TMB, what an awesome time. We got to do this again soon, okay?
Yeah, this is great, RC, Casey. Great job, guys.
Well, just here to remind you, and it's the God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.